The story of Yitzchak and his deathbed brachos to his children, to Esav and to Yaakov, is one of the most dramatic and at the same time confounding stories in all of Bereishis. The drama is obvious, but so are the questions, one of which is simply, how could it be? How could it be that Yitzchak had intended to give the bracha to Esav? Didn't he realize that Esav was a Rasha, that he was wicked? Didn't he realize that Yaakov was truly appropriate to be his spiritual heir? How come it was only through Rivka's intervention and ingenuity that Yaakov received the bracha to be the mamshich, the heir to Yitzchak? How come Yitzchak was planning on giving the brachos to such a wicked and evil person such as Esav? This question, so basic and fundamental, therefore unsurprisingly, gives many, many mefarshim opportunity to present various interpretations and theories to explain the story and Yitzchak's curious behavior. One basic approach is that, in fact, Yitzchak did not know. He simply did not know how bad Esav was. He did not know the true colors of Esav. The Kli Yakar takes this approach, and he notes that the phrase ba bayamim is never said with regard to Yitzchak the way it is said with regard to Avram. In last week's parsha, he was getting older. The Kli Yakar explains that this phrase ba bayamim refers to the fact that even as someone gets older, they retain their lucidity and their strong intelligence and their ability to see clearly. And this was a blessing that Avram had. But unfortunately, as Yitzchak got older, the Pasuk never tells us this because, in fact, Yitzchak was not as sharp. He didn't know everything. He couldn't tell. And he was confused. He was tricked. He was taken advantage of. He didn't realize the true nature of his son Esav. The Abarbanel says this point as well. And he adds that it wasn't necessarily a natural result of old age, but rather, ahava mekalkeles es ashura, that he loved Esav so much that he simply was blinded out of love to the true nature of Esav. Lastly, the Das Zakenim has a slightly more critical view of Yitzchak, also agreeing that Yitzchak didn't know the true nature of Esav, but not out of mere love, but rather he was blinded by a form of bribery, in the sense that all the nice things that Esav had done for his father, all the flattery that he'd offered his father, that blinded Yitzchak in the same way that the Torah tells us that shochad is ye'aver einei chachamim, that bribery can blind even the best of judges. So too, says the Das Zakenim, that form of bribery had basically blinded Yitzchak. So even though all three of these mefarshim say something slightly different from each other, they all agree with the basic interpretation that the reason that Yitzchak was going to give the bracha to Esav was because he simply did not realize who Esav really was. A second alternate approach is suggested by both Or HaChaim and the Radak. Completely different. They say, of course, Yitzchak knew who Esav really was, but he had wanted to give Esav the brachos because he hoped that the brachos themselves would be able to transform and to inspire Esav to become a better person. Chashav she'be'emtzut ha'brachot yitapech l'midas ha'tov v'yetiv d'rachav, says the Or HaChaim. Yitzchak was hoping that the brachos themselves would be a medium of transformation, would be an instrument of growth, and help Esav get back on the right path. The Or HaChaim adds in a very poignant way, ki ha-tzadikim yich'avu ba'asos b'neihem rasha. And I would add, it's not just tzadikim, but all parents. It pains them terribly when they see their children going off the derech, as it were, doing bad things. And therefore, says the Or HaChaim, Yitzchak was mishtadel imo lehetiv. He was doing whatever he could to bring Esav back, to inspire him. He thought the brachos would do that. The Radak takes this approach as well, and he adds that we see that Avram never gave Yitzchak a bracha because he didn't need it. So too, Yitzchak had never planned on giving Yaakov a bracha because he didn't need it. The brachos were intended to be given to Esav, not because he didn't realize Esav was bad. Of course he knew Esav was bad, but that's why he thought that Esav needed the brachos as opposed to Yaakov. So this is a second approach. The first approach said Esav tricked or somehow evaded the judgment of Yitzchak. Yitzchak didn't really know who Esav was. The second approach says, no, on the contrary, of course he knew who Esav was, and that's why he needed and deserved the brachos. Last but not least, is the Sforno. So Sforno argues on the premise of all of the previous Mefarshim, because they all assume, as the simple reading of the Psukim imply, that there was only one intended bracha, and that bracha was supposed to go to Esav, and the question was why. Says the Sforno, there was always supposed to be two brachos. They were supposed to be flipped in terms of who got what, but there was always supposed to be two brachos. The first bracha, if you take a look at it, the bracha that Yaakov received, but was really intended for Esav, V'itin lecha mitala shamayim mishmani haaretz, it's wonderful and it's great, but it's all about materialism and wealth. It has nothing to do with spirituality and the type of things we would think Yitzhak would want to pass over to Yaakov if this was a spiritual legacy type of blessing. No, says the Sforno. The plan was to maximize the strengths of each child. Yitzhak knew his children well. Esav was blessed and had many talents in the material and physical realm, and therefore Yitzhak intended to give him a bracha of physical gifts. Yaakov, of course, was the Yoshev Ohalim, the Ishtam. He was spiritually inclined, and therefore the plan was to give him a spiritual bracha. And therefore the plan was, says the Sforno, for Esav to be dominant in the physical realm. And this would actually help Yaakov, because he wouldn't be tempted by material bounty and wealth. And therefore he could just focus on spirituality. The two brothers would work hand in hand. There was a plan that Yitzhak had, totally understanding, says the Sforno, their respective strengths. And this is why, adds the Sforno, in the bracha that Yaakov eventually got, which was intended for Esav, there is no reference to what is referred to as the Birkas Avram, which we see later in the beginning of Perek Kaf Ches, when Yaakov finally leaves and Yitzchak knows he's blessing Yaakov. There he gives them the brachos of Avram, the spiritual legacy of many multitudes of children and inheriting Eretz Yisrael. But that bracha, which was intended for Esav, didn't have anything spiritual in it, because it was supposed to be a material blessing to work hand in hand with Yitzchak and Yaakov.